in presence of the sun.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Welcome to the program. For sure, you know that this series of programs is mainly concentrated on the views of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, on various issues. The theme of this episode will be about women and their status in Islam. Hope you'll enjoy it. With the advent of Islam and revelation of the final divine scripture to the last messenger, the view on women totally changed. The pagan Arabs of the age of Jahiliyyah or ignorance used to kill their female children. God severely censured the practice of pagan Arabs, saying, "They are certainly losers who slay their children foolishly without knowledge and forbid what Allah has provided them, fabricating a lie against Allah. Certainly they have gone astray and are not guided." Throughout history, various statements have been said about women. No doubt, decadent cultures and wrong customs and traditions have caused different kinds of oppressions against women. Some called her inferior to man or second gender, and considered man as the superior gender. Some other cultures described woman as the offspring of devil, hence deprived her of any respect or right. They deemed the reason of her creation to be the man's servant and means of his pleasure. In the ancient Rome, a woman had no status. They considered her as the symbol of devil with vicious spirits. They believe that a woman has no human spirit. In the ancient Chinese culture, the birth of a girl was the sign of frustration and the family of the newborn would be condoled. The Arabs of pre-Islamic era used to oppress women. They deemed shameful to have daughters and buried female newborns. If a daughter was not buried at her childhood, she would be put on auction at her adulthood as a slave. But God lambasted this sordid act. For instance, in Ayah 137 of Surah Al-An'am, God said, "That is how to most of the polytheists is presented as decorous the slaying of their children by those whom they ascribe as partners to God, that they may ruin them and confound their religion for them." According to the Holy Quran, killing daughters was originated in the superstitious beliefs of the pagan Arabs and the idolatry of the people of Hejaz. God revealed Surah Al-Kawthar in honor of the immaculate character of the Prophet's daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her. The Surah reads, "In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Indeed, we have given you abundance. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice. Indeed, it is your enemy who is without offspring." There is a long surah or chapter called Nisa or Women in the Holy Quran. The theme of the surah is mostly about status, rights, and responsibilities of women. Ayatollah Khamenei has expressed numerous statements on women. He says that Islam considers woman as a flower. He elaborates that a woman is not a servant of her husband or keeper of her husband's properties. The leader says, "The meaning of housewifery is not servitude. It means that she makes the environment of family a safe, calm and kind place for her children and her husband, with her kindness and the dignity that is considered for her at home. The issue of respecting the woman's labor at home and her non-compulsion for working at home, not forcing her to do housework, and capability of being bought, this means that her housework can be exchanged by money. These are the things that exist in Islam and Islamic jurisprudence. Ayatollah Khamenei explains that Islam has never forced a woman to work out of home to make money. But the provision of family expenses and the woman herself is a duty of the husband. The leader of the Islamic Revolution stresses that Islam has never prevented working out of home for women, but it has emphasized on the jobs which comply with the flower-like character of women. In view of this, heavy works that require strong physique and the jobs that weary a woman's spirit and psyche are not in conformity with the female nature. Ayatollah Khamenei continues, "Now look, if a woman is considered such in a family and in a society, firstly, her dignity, safeguarding her respect, affectionate engagement with her and the ample ensuing issues, how much these will cause a woman feel secure and calm. The divine religion of Islam destroyed ethnic, racial, material and sexual superiority and placed all human beings, male and female, rich and poor, Arab and non-Arab, blonde and non-blonde, beautiful and ugly, in one rank. The only criterion for superiority is piety or God-wariness. The last divine scripture, Holy Quran, reads in Ayah 13 of Surah Hujurat, O mankind, indeed we created you from a male and a female, and made you nations and tribes that you may identify yourselves with one another. Indeed, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah are the most God-weary among you. The founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, said on the dignity and character of women, "The status of woman is high. Women in Islam have exalted and lofty status. We want a woman reach her lofty human position, not to be a plaything, neither in the hands of men nor the scoundrels. In Islam, a woman is the axis of family and home. Thus, disintegration of a woman's personality is tantamount to the collapse of family." In view of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, a safe and calm environment can help a woman to achieve scientific, ethical, social, and political growth. Hence, a fully preserved and safeguarded flower will spread the scent of love and affection to the entire family and beyond.